Fiona Kelly is here with another look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
A shortage of medicines, 1,000 empty beds in nursing homes, and a suggestion to widen the definition of economic migrants are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail both lead with concerns about the shortage of some medicines. The Mail reports that products such as Calpol and other remedies for cold and flu are becoming increasingly difficult to find. More worryingly, the Independent reports that drugs to treat blood pressure and serious pain, including 11 on the WHO's critical medicines list, are among a range of over 200 medicines out of stock. Eilish O'Regan also reports that 40% of these medicines have just one supplier and that Ireland is at a competitive disadvantage when there's a global shortage because the HSE pays lower prices for some drugs compared with other countries. The Irish Times leads with the line that almost 1,000 nursing home beds lie empty across the state, while hundreds of patients remain in hospital due to a lack of discharge options, which most commonly arise from delays in organising Fair Deal nursing home places or transitional care in other community facilities. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner quotes Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman suggesting that the asylum system should be expanded to allow more economic migrants into the country, including people who have been forced to leave their homes due to climate change. The death of sports commentator Paddy Palmer, who died after being the victim of a hit-and-run incident in Inishannon in County Cork on the 30th of December, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Tommy Tiernan receives coverage in the front of the Irish Daily Mirror after RTE junior presenter Emer O'Neill walked out of a show in Vicar Street on Friday night after finding one of his jokes offensive. The Belfast Telegraph leads with how much Sinn Féin MP John Finucane earns as a solicitor, which Andrew Madden reports is just over £161,000 a year. The North Belfast MP is the only Northern Irish MP on a list compiled by Sky News of 20 top earning MPs, alongside 19 Tory and 2 Labour ministers based on their earnings outside of Parliament. An appeal from Marion Walsh, whose 17-year-old son Damien was shot dead by loyalists in Belfast 30 years ago, in which she urges the Orange Order to rethink their plan to have a memorial parade later this month in honour of UDA man Jim Guiney, who was killed by Republicans 25-year-olds later this month, generates the lead story in the Irish News. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of friends and family of Bruno Fonseca, who attended a vigil last night in memory of the 28-year-old Brazilian librarian who was killed in Cork a week ago. A still from Prince Harry's interview on ITV last night is carried on the front of the Independent, while the Examiner, Mail, Sun and Mirror all run with pictures from the opening episode of this season's Dancing with the Stars. Another eye-catching picture taken by Mark O'Sullivan of a flock of geese taking flight as the sun sets on Dublin's Phoenix Park appears on the back of the Examiner and inside today's Times. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner devotes 2 pages to a report on how Irish fishermen are struggling to earn a living. And there's a story in The Independent about the native pygmy shrew, Ireland's smallest mammal, which is in danger of becoming extinct because of the recent arrival of the white-toothed shrew, which is 3 times its size. And finally, there's a piece in today's Independent about Dublin's Dry January Festival, which we're told is currently hosting a range of non-alcoholic events, including board games, magic shows, comedy nights and pottery and ukulele painting sessions.